La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.
World App General Assembly at Pullman, Paris, Tour Eiffel. WDAB17 is the Twitter hashtag. 200 experts from across the industry to discuss the future of digital radio and one radio and podcast session brought to you by La Lettre.pro, the French daily radio industry news website. We are together with Jacqueline Beerhurst, Project Director Digital Radio Netherlands, Consultant Flemish Government, Department of Culture, Youth and Media, Member of the Steering Board of the World DAB. As a pioneer in commercial radio since 1987, you are specialized in distribution, marketing and content. Janja Warczek, Head of Radio Frequency Spectrum Management Department, Agency for Communication Networks and Services of the Republic of Slovenia, AKOS. And you were chair of the Big Bang auction in 2014, and after successfully completing the auction, you were appointed as Head of Radio Frequency Management Department. And we have the pleasure to have Graham Dixon, head of radio at the European Broadcasting Union. You are head of radio at the European Broadcasting Union in Geneva, and you were managing editor of BBC Radio 3 until 2015. So first of all, Jacqueline Beerhurst, first question. You have a session this afternoon. Can you pitch in 2 minutes? What are you going to talk about this afternoon?
That's a long time, 2 minutes. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me here. And what I'm going to talk about this afternoon is the five C's. In English, it's five C's. It's about collaboration. It's all about collaboration. If you want to introduce successfully DAB Plus into your market, into your country, you can only do that by collaboration between within your country, but also abroad, so internationally. And you do that firstly, with the first C, that's coverage. Uh-huh. You have to have good coverage in place throughout your entire country. Then content. You need to have additional content, content that people are really looking forward to listen to. So a good variety of content. Then there's consumer products, that's the third C. Consumer products, they need to be in place. And how do you do that? That people go to stores and how, if they want to buy a new radio, get the right information from the salesman that is in that store. Mm. And I'm going to tell you something on that this afternoon in a nice way, with e-learning.
Okay.
Next to that, with involvement for consumer products, there's also cars. That's the fourth C.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth C. On cars says not only something about new cars with line fit DAB Plus, as we aim for, as internationally, not only in the Netherlands or in Flanders or in Germany, but everywhere, but also existing cars, because there are many cars driving around which are analog cars. And how do you digitalize your old or even relatively new analog car? How do you make it digital? And all kinds of solutions for that. And although I only have 10 minutes, I'll just make touch point of those four. And then the fifth, which is very important, that's communication towards consumers, or listeners, which is an L, but a very important L, the listeners. And communication, how do you do that? And also by collaborating within a market, not only on broadcasters level, but also with all stakeholders, with the manufacturers, the car manufacturers and the retail, and mobile phone manufacturers, by working together and picking your moments on how to communicate on awareness of DAB Plus, what are the advantages. So I'm going to tell you things about that. I'm going to show you two little videos and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, because this is helping all the countries that wants to go a little further in digital radio to have some ideas and a path to follow. Very interesting. Janja Warczek, so Slovenia. So you're taking care of the spectrum. How is it looking like digital radio in Slovenia?
Launched digital radio last year, so we are pretty new in this so-called business. So I will listen very carefully.
You will listen to Jacqueline very carefully.
To Jacqueline, because we still have to promote it. It's not what we would like to be in our country. So we still have a lot to learn.
So what's the status in Slovenia?
Now we have one multiplex. Within this multiplex are 13 programs for our from public
and only public, or you have private
and
also?
And the others are commercial ones.
Okay.
Only one from these is not on analog frequencies. All others are also in on FM.
How many stations do you have in Slovenia, all total?
It's more than 60.
More than 60? Yeah, so it's still
different.
Different stations, so it's still little compared to other countries. I mean, France, I think it's 1,000. Radio stations all together,
so it's a much smaller.
Yes, it's a little more. Okay, so why did you decide to go to digital radio?
There are new opportunities. If you use all of this, it could be interested to the listeners. So we think that with good promotion, it could go on.
Why we in the Netherlands wanted to go to digital is also because it gives you more coverage, better coverage. Because the FM frequencies that we have for commercial broadcasters is not nationwide coverage. So with DAB Plus, there's no competition on distribution anymore. It's only on the content. So that's a different story then. So there's you need to be a bit brave. Believe in your own product, but most of them do, unfortunately.
And do you have people that are against, or did, was it in Slovenia, Janja Vacek, is it something that was, because in different countries a lot of stations are saying, this is dangerous.
Some of them, they were a little bit skeptical, but now there are also others who are not within the multiplex yet. They are, want to come in, so we plan another tender to give those digital licenses that they can come in.
Okay. Graham Dixon, EBU, your members are public radio stations. Tell us a little about the fact that really all the stations are looking at today. Is it really digital that is the first focus, or do they have other worries?
Worries, maybe challenges, and maybe also opportunities. I mean, the EBU is an organization that has 73 members in 56 countries. So, of course, the challenges and opportunities are going to be different in each. When it comes to digital, I'm extremely proud of the enormous contribution that public radio has had, probably because of the special way in which it's funded, which means at the early stages it could actually take risks and launch new channels and actually try and move DAB forwards in that way. But actually, what I think is really important these days is the fact that both commercial and public media are collaborating very, very strongly in many countries and creating a success. If you think about the challenge and the opportunity, I think it's right at the heart of what we do, which is trying to provide a universal service to everyone. So you don't need a subscription, you don't need a particular internet service provider. It's just there and it's for you and it's totally reliable. And I suppose it's because of those attributes of radio that we have to be there for everyone. We actually can't afford to go down for the afternoon because of a technical problem. We are there, we are sort of bedrock in society. Why we really still maintain a very strong commitment to broadcast technology, because you also don't need expensive data plans to be able to listen. So we see that as incredibly important, as well as for the whole industry, launching new services, launching new channels. We would all be completely bored to be working in any industry where the products were exactly the same as the products of 10, 20 years ago. And the fact that you can refresh that, meet people's interests, is really important to us. So the countries that are advanced, and that's many of them now, are actually doing that on that basis.
Okay, so how was, and that's a question for all of you, how was welcomed the digital switch off? The fact that one country was switching off FM, is it something that a lot of that you talked for instance, Jacqueline in Netherlands?
Well, for us, we expected in 2023, digital radio listening will mostly be digital. Like more than 70% will be done digitally. Either way, whether it's through IP or DAB, it doesn't really matter. Switching off is not the intention. It's switching over. So, and that is organic growth, organically moving into it. Because you can already see that analog listening through FM is declining. So it's it used to be really big, and then a few years ago it was 54, and now it's 52%. So 48.4 listening is already different than analog FM. So for us in the Netherlands, it's not really the aim to switch off ASAP. No, we want to switch over. Switch over, so that's also a different approach. And it's not really that we now need to put in place exactly now a date. It needs to grow organically. People need to be aware of what it is, what the advantages are first, before you go into pushing it. Otherwise, it will have a negative connotation.
Graham, in all the countries, the 73 countries that are members of the EBU, did you have some people calling you and saying, wow, they switch off, this is going to change?
I think everyone's watching it very closely because it's fascinating, exciting to see the first...
It's a little earthquake.
Yeah, it is. And it's fascinating to see and see what lessons can be learned. And of course, being first is always difficult. You have to work out the solutions and the rest of us can learn. So we're really pleased that Norway has done that. We're also pleased that it looks like a major success in listening terms and in the fact that new channels, new opportunities for content are actually getting out there to so many listeners. At the same time, within the EBU, we have all sorts of countries moving at all sorts of speeds. And one of the most exciting things for me, particularly in this world where we're often talking about the Norway, the UK, Switzerland, the Netherlands and Germany, one of the most exciting things of this year was organizing together with World DAB a seminar in Belgrade, in Serbia, with people coming from the surrounding countries there, which the Balkan countries have tended to be quite slow with DAB, and actually seeing the level of interest and realizing that actually this is not just a move confined to northwestern Europe and the Nordics, but actually something that is now beginning to grow in pace across the whole of Europe, and therefore we really, of course, welcome the Slovene situation as well.
Yes, Slovenia, I mean, you talk about the switch off, or...
We made just the first step. It's very difficult to talk about switch off.
Yeah, not for Slovenia, yeah. Slovenia, but the fact that one country was switching off.
Yeah, we know about it, we look very closely, but we are not thinking about switch off yet. I can agree with Jacqueline that it's more or less switch over because there is changing of way of life, way of thinking of, especially of young people for listening music. So we have to go slowly, step by step.
So usually radio stations are afraid. Because of competition in digital radio, because there's multiplex. I mean, I take the example of France. The big actors are very scared about the switch to DAB DAB Plus. But the fact is, there's even more competition in IP.
Yes.
So
very true.
So it's kind of tricky to have that situation where people are afraid of competition, but
well,
still
there's
so much competition on IP.
Yeah, I think it's too general because we are not in the Netherlands. I'm representing the broadcasters, commercial and public, so all of them.
Yeah.
And we're not afraid of competition, not at all.
Oh, so that's typical French.
I'm not going to comment on that. But what I will say is that having worked in the UK, where it's massively mature, the new opportunities in the market for commercial radio are absolutely fantastic. And that's livened up the whole discussion about the importance of radio in society, with the effect that radio listening as a whole is rising considerably. And that's extremely good news, because people are talking about radio because they're seeing the new channels and seeing that it's a lively and vibrant and engaging industry sector with something really to offer to the public, refreshing itself in this way. So I think that's the important thing to take from all of this.
Yeah, Jacqueline?
It's funny, in the past, big channels were on AM and FM was coming to life, and they didn't want it because the AM channels
That's
were
true.
So big and commercially successful. They didn't want it, and the guy who invented the FM was really not happy at all. And in the end, it took decades and decades, but then FM did became successful. Now, I don't say DAB is the successor of FM in that way, that it will be that big, because it's a combination between IP and DAB. But on the road, on the move, DAB is absolutely a very good and best solution for now.
And what I'm going to say later on this afternoon is about the collaboration between public broadcasters and commercial broadcasters. There are opportunities in this for all of us, and we actually need to be united as an industry in making the case. For radio, for all that actually we care so passionately about, and all that radio provides to our audiences.
It's going to happen anyway. If you're not doing it as a broadcaster, somebody else as a broadcaster will get.
Yeah, you can't stop. You can't stop.
Yes, you cannot stop that train. You need to be on that train. And if you are a broadcaster, I think you're obliged to your standard to be there as a digital broadcaster as well, not only analog. Yeah. You are a broadcaster, so be it in heart and analog and digital.
Willy Stoll, just before from Deutschland Radio, told us that it was the no return point. So they can't come back to analog now that they went to digital on the national market. Of course, it's still there, and it will stay for those who want it. Last point maybe we can talk about is the .dot radio domain name, which is, I think... very important that it's the EBU that has that domain name, because it kind of helps radio industry to have its own domain and not to do stupid things with it.
Yeah, well, the applications for the launch period closed about 2 hours ago, so when I get back to Geneva or receive an email, I'll be pleased to see whether there was a final rush, which we were hoping for.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of applications for .dot radio. It's a very unusual situation, actually, because this is a very, very rare type of domain name. It's a community domain name, which recognizes, as I think we all believe, that radio is far more than just a commercial product, but it's something that's important in the lives of people, in the lives of audiences, in the makeup of countries, and therefore bringing people together. So we are very pleased to be exploiting that in a not-for-profit space. And you know, if you're listening to this and want your .dot radio domain, this is my commercial break, which is to say, just apply at register.radio. Register.radio. We're shutting the shop because the launch period is open, but in a week from now, so that's in the middle of November, we open the shop again on register.radio or any other registrars, and then you can get your domain name. You work in radio, if you've got a radio station, or indeed you're supplying goods, services, or you're a presenter, just apply for it, because we hope that this will really bring people together around a domain name, strengthening the whole industry and the sector and the sense of radio in the purpose.
Yeah, it's good for the search engine optimization as well, the SEO as we call it. We are going to turn, if everything is fine, to .dot radio with La Lettre .dot radio. We had the first .dot radio domain name at the European Radio Show, because our name now is European/ show .dot radio, and we are launching a new website in Africa which hopefully will also become a .dot radio, because we're talking about the industry of radio, and this is what is this domain name about. So don't hesitate to go and get your own .dot radio, which I think everyone done in Netherlands or in Slovenia. Did you hear about it a lot, .dot radio?
Yeah,
it's time to tell them now.
Yeah,
just all the station. go and get the Dutch radio. Thank you very much, all three. I think you're now very hungry. A lot of people around us are eating, so we're just I'm going to let you go and eat, and I'm going to thank you very much for this podcast. And and if you want to come back this afternoon or tomorrow, feel free. The microphone will be open for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.